This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Celebrity endorsements are absolutely nothing new. More than a decade after he retired, for the last actual time, Michael Jordan's name still brought in more than $2 billion for Nike last year. Apple just paid $3 billion a couple of months ago to snap up Dr. Dre's Beats audio brand. There are, however, some things celebrities just cannot sell, no matter how famous they are. Prepaid debit cards. To start with, Shannon Mullen reports.
Magic Johnson and financial advisor Susie Orman pulled their prepaid cards about a month ago. And the latest celeb to bow out? Try applying online for the card endorsed by rapper Lil Wayne and you get an error page.
This was sort of low-hanging fruit.
Matt Britton is head of the youth marketing agency MRY.
Prepaid cards is really a growing phenomenon. So I think celebrities initially saw this is a great opportunity for me to be able to leverage my fan base.
Consumer spending with prepaid cards jumped 6% last year to more than $118 billion, according to the Nielsen report. Greg McBride with Bankrate.com says the cards are increasingly popular with people who don't want traditional checking accounts.
Or consumers that cannot obtain a checking account. A lot of these, particularly newer prepaid card offerings that have more transparent fee structures, make a pretty compelling option for them.
Hidden fees helped tank the Kardashian family's attempt at a prepaid card a few years ago. More cards disclose their costs now, but
the lack of regulation is the downside. These cards do not have any protection should you lose the card or it gets stolen.
Susan Weinstock is director of consumer banking for the Pew Charitable Trusts. She says federal regulators plan to weigh in on prepaid cards this summer. As for whether celebrities should keep endorsing them, Matt Britton at MRY says the star would need a broad enough fan base to make it work.
LeBron James, maybe?
I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.